From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Fire crews at the scene of a massive explosion and fire near San Francisco are going door to door looking for more possible victims. San Bruno Fire Chief Dennis Haig at a briefing today said they're also bringing in outside crews to assist in the search effort.
We have 25 companies searching these residences, and we've requested now two additional urban search and rescue teams.
Officials at one point said they believed at least six people were killed in the fiery blast after a Pacific Gas and Electric pipe below ground ruptured, catching fire, though they have since downgraded the number to four. Officials say at least 50 people were injured, including a number who are hospitalized in critical condition. First responders searching burned out homes say in some cases only a chimney remains. More than 1,000 evacuees from a wildfire near Boulder, Colorado, are returning to their homes today. Fire officials say no new structures were destroyed overnight despite high winds. But as Benta Berkland from Rocky Mountain Community Radio reports, many evacuees don't plan to move back into their houses just yet.
The four-mile fire has destroyed at least 165 homes, more than any wildfire in Colorado history. Evacuee Sandy Sinsack has been staying with her husband at a Holiday Inn Express since Monday. Her house is still standing.
Those folks that have lost their homes, I keep thinking how lucky I am that I get to go back one more time, you know?
Sinsack plans to grab more clothes and head back to the hotel. She says she won't move home until power returns, and there's no fear of having to re-evacuate. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Boulder.
President Obama at a wide-ranging White House news conference today touched on the economy, the war in Afghanistan, and threats by a Florida pastor to burn the Quran in observance of the September 11th anniversary. Mr. Obama said such actions could affect the men and women serving overseas.
We've got an obligation to send a very clear message that this kind of behavior or threats of action put our young men and women in harm's way.
Meanwhile, protests in northern Afghanistan about the Florida pastor's threat to burn the Quran turned violent today. We get that story from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson.
The police chief in the northern province of Badakhshan says five protesters were lightly wounded by the gunfire, but he adds larger protests in the provincial capital Faizabad were peaceful. Demonstrators there chanted anti-U.S. slogans and demanded the American government do something to stop the planned burning. In Kabul, no protests were reported, although some of the clerics broadcast fiery sermons against Americans for not doing more to stop Florida pastor Terry Jones. The U.S. embassy in Kabul, in a message, warned American citizens here to be prepared for possible demonstrations in the coming days and to stay off the streets. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Stocks held on to momentum from some better-than-expected economic news this week. The Dow was up 47 points for the week. The Dow was up 0.1%. You're listening to NPR. Justice Department officials say they are reviewing the decision by a federal judge that the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy violates the Constitution. The policy prohibits the military from asking about the sexual orientation of service members. The Obama administration, along with top military leaders, have come out in favor of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but have said they would prefer to wait until the military review of the policy has been completed. Bob and Mike Bryan of the United States today won the U.S. Open men's doubles title in New York, their ninth Grand Slam championship. But as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, it was their opponents who generated as much, if not more, attention.
Rohan Bopanna of India and Assam Qureshi of Pakistan fought hard, but ultimately lost to the Bryans in two tiebreakers, 7-6, 7-6. Bopanna and Qureshi, dubbed the Indo-Pak Express, are from countries with a long history of animosity. The two have played together for several years, but their partnership has become more than serves and volleys. They wear T-shirts with the message, "Stop War, Start Tennis." They proposed a match on the border of their countries, with Bopanna playing in Pakistan and Qureshi in India. At Friday's doubles final, the Indian and Pakistani ambassadors to the U.S. sat side-by-side watching the match. After they lost, Qureshi told a cheering New York crowd, "There's a wrong perception of Pakistan as a terrorist country. We want peace as much as you," he said. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Search teams now say they've recovered the bodies of two people missing from recent flooding after the remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine dumped heavy rains on Texas. With the discovery of the two more bodies, the death toll there has now risen to six. Authorities say they are still searching for a woman who drove around a police barricade into a fast-moving stream Tuesday night near Austin. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.